round going out of these bays, uh-huh. and that turtle just come up there in his yard.
So the where does the turtle normally stay?
In the water.
In the water?
In the water.
What about something that normally stays on land?
Normally stays on land?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of animal?
I mean, like the turtle.
Oh, that's a gopher.
Mm-hmm.
Soft shell gopher.
Are they the ones that dig holes?
Yeah, they dig holes.
What about the one with the sort of the little box sort of?
The cooter.
What's the cooter like?
He lives in the water most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little. I just called him a cooter.
He's different from the soft shell
turtle. He's different from the soft shell turtle. Soft shell turtle lives in on the land.
What about you? Besides the gopher, what else?
The gopher.
On
land? Well, that soft shell turtle, he stays around water, but he can live on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And the cooter, he's got to be around water.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to go to water.
What about a terrapin or tarpon?
I never have seen one of them around here.
Uh-huh. And say, if you pulled up a rock in a stream, you might find a little thing that has little pinchers or claws on it.
That's crawfish.
Okay.
They're good to fish with. Take uh-huh. the tail off, small crawfish, stick him through the tail.
Uh-huh.
Throw him out, then you'll catch a big warmouth if the one in the pond. But you know, I don't see many of those things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Used to take a rake and go down to a branch and just pull them out, and the hogs was going in the woods, cows was going in the woods, and you'd find a lot of that stuff. Now you hardly ever see that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know. That's how come these ponds is growed up full of moss.
Yeah.
Then no open rain, see, and that moss, cows would go in there and they'd eat out them bonnets and that moss, wade out to their neck, and eat all that stuff out of them ponds.
What's the bonnet?
Bonnets is them things that lays on top of the water.
Those plants?
Plants. And that moss, it just gets in a pond or a lake and takes it over. And if there's cows in there, they'd tear that stuff out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking Danny's field over there, he's got two or three water holes and they're not a bonnet or a moss or nothing in it. And he's got a pond down here, a little clay pit, and they go in there and keep it cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
But that other place over there is just sitting there growing up in timber.
Mm-hmm.
And the pond is just taking over.
What about them? Kind of insect that you see flying around the light would be a...
I call that a pincher, a little pincher.
Where?
He's over here on this side of the globe.
Is he flying or...?
No, I seen you moving a while ago, one of those
yeah.
little pinchers.
Yeah, do they pinch?
They pinch you a little bit,
yeah,
not much, but...
I'm kind of concerned about that.
But he won't hurt you. He won't hurt you at all.
What about the animals that fly around a light? Like that, if you grab them...
What was it, a mosquito?
Well, dust will come off in your hand, sort of.
Oh, that's a little camouflage. Uh-huh. Nothing to him. He won't hurt you.
And what about some things that might get in your wool clothes and eat holes in them?
That's little moles.